morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brignan. It is so good to be with you. I know your time is precious, so thank you for joining us. I think it's going to be well worth your time. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Don't forget the on both of those. You can also listen to TalkStreamLive.com. Search The Power Hour in the top, and then you'll see our logo. And they got you can go back podcasts on the telephone, 701-300-5252, if you want to listen by phone, among other things. Here at the station, at Global Star, Todd is anxiously awaiting your call, the first hour today. If you want to call in, comment about anything, if you want to try to help us figure out this what's going on in China, that'd be great, because there's a lot of information all over the place. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Later on, in the second hour, Catherine Austin Fitz will be here, and she did a couple weeks ago on Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. She did an extremely provocative interview. Extremely. Catherine Austin Fitz is no joke. And I'm going to ask her about some of those things and more. I'm very excited to have her on. She's a patriot. She's, a lot of people really look up to her, and we're excited to have her, and we'll get hot and heavy right from the beginning with her. So please stay tuned for that. And Uncle Kevin's joining us. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Morning. Great to be here.
You doing okay this morning?
Another great day in America.
Another week in the United States of America and in the world and in this universe.
Mm-hmm. You sounded awful chipper this morning. What's going on?
I am. I'm just excited. We got like I told you. Well, I've been on the phone. I've been on the phone more than
any human man should be.
Yeah, it's a good thing these cell phones got free minutes. The one good thing about these cell phones. I do. Thank goodness I do use my headphones.
Yeah, keep the phone away from
your head, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We'll talk more, like I said, in the next month-ish, give or take, or maybe sooner, maybe a little later. We're going to have some things rolling out, and things are coming together on some solutions, and that's what we want here. We want solutions, mm-hmm. and you are part of it, and you better be a part of it, and you have to be.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
I'm excited about it, too.
Very good.
It's got my blood up.
I spent a little bit of the weekend. We talked about Daniel Estlin's interview the end of last week. It was mm-hmm. a great interview. He talked about China and the virus and what have you. And maybe here's some things that are true about China, or they certainly seem to be true. They have way more males than females.
They, like 250 million.
They have a stock market that's even more
propped up than us.
Precarious than ours.
Yes.
They have freedom, this idea of liberty spreading from Hong Kong that they have not been able to quell.
No.
They did not go in.
Christianity's growing in there.
Christianity's growing. You have all these things. You have the central bankers, whatever the central banking system is, the fiat money people who are the canker of the world.
Oh boy, the scourge of the world.
They're dealing with those also. You have all those things. All those things are true. What might solve every one of them?
A big calamity.
A big virus. A big virus,
yeah.
Just might solve every one of those
Absolutely.
Problems
every
for
one of
them.
Those problems goes away.
Well, goes away, strong word, but at least there puts a dent in them.
Yeah.
Every one of them. They can blame a stock market, a correction. Well, it's the virus. What are we to do?
What are we going to do?
We're losing a trade war with America. Well,
only because the
virus. Only
virus.
Because
Everybody's
of the virus.
Over here.
Yeah, there's nothing else we could do.
Right.
Too many males, well, supposedly or allegedly or possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly is
Let's
a better
put it
word.
Again, possibly.
The virus is race specific. I know it's not race totally race specific because there's a lot of white people over there, Westerners over
well, that
there.
Just getting... mean, that, when it says race specific, it just says that means that other races have a harder time getting it than the race that it is designed for. That's all that means.
And maybe it targets men. I don't know.
That's what they say. It targets.
That's what
men.
Some people. That's what some people are saying. But yeah. Again, and I hate to even.
and they say between 30 and 45. And remember when I told you about the Jenny? She was the
She worked with the CDC there for a little bit.
No.
At the
she
hospital.
Worked at the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And this is in Atlanta, which was CDC headquarters.
Right. She worked.
This is a big hospital.
She worked. She worked in the emergency room, And she was telling, remember, what was it, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that, when those that virus was coming in, mm-hmm. and there was rumors of people coming into the emergency room and falling down, dying. She saw it personally.
She said that's 100% true.
That's 100% true. She said young people, young strong men of about 30 to 45 are coming through and passing
out,
peeling over, dying, or, you know, had to be, you know, put on something.
Okay,
to save them.
So we have all these scenarios. We have Daniel Estlin floating the idea that this is British intelligence. I mean, just put it out there. I'm not putting it on. That's not what he said, but he kind of said, you know, is this an intelligence operation?
It could be.
And these are all questions. Here's what I think this morning that I did not think the end of last week.
Okay.
I think that this is more serious than we've kind of let on here.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
And even talking to Daniel, Daniel's like, well, I'm not a virologist, but this is the, you know, I don't know. This is probably not, I don't think that's true. That's just what I can tell.
Yeah.
Certainly people are buying storable foods. People are buying natural things.
It's the best thing.
I got an email from Steve this morning, and he was talking about these factories closing down in the provinces, and you already know about the car. See, you know how you talk about when money's involved, then you know it's serious.
Oh, yeah.
When British Airways cancels flights.
Yeah.
When Fiat was talking about Hyundai, Kia factories closed because they can't get parts from the provinces in China.
Yeah.
When you're talking now, where does 97%, I think, of our antibiotics come from? China.
Yeah.
80% of our drugs, medicines, China. You know how I've been, ladies and gentlemen. I don't like to hype a situation unless I think it's super serious. I still don't completely understand this. But it is so, the potential and what I'm seeing is so potentially serious, even if it never hit our shores here. Just the fact that these factories in these provinces are closing down. Right now, supposedly, there's allegedly good evidence that there are more people quarantined in China than exist in the United States of America.
Double, as far as Mike Adams
close said. Close to double.
700. Mike Adams, the health ranger, said there were 760 million.
Which is about double.
Which is about double people in China that are quarantined. That is a lot of people.
You know, and that maybe it fits all those. There's no question the virus is not some natural bat grown dead snake.
Snake.
Snake scale virus in some, you know, weird food market. That's not what it is. I'm 99% sure of that. If you have medicines, if you have, you know, you need to think about. And take some, you know, if you have things that come from China, you have car parts, you have, you know, you need blah, 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 whatever, you know, fill in the blank. I can't answer all these for you. You need to seriously consider if your supply chain relies on China at all.
Yeah.
You need to think about other sources or stocking up or whatever right now. That includes medicine. That includes antibiotics.
Yep.
That's why people are buying oregano and whatever like crazy here, and they should. Oregano, clay, lamb cream, oregaresp, vitamin D, vitamin C, you know, non-GMO.
Super silver,
Optivita silver from Frank Davis, clay, I already mentioned the clay, magnesium, the selenium. Selenium helps you get rid of viruses. All these things, zinc, you need these things.
Yeah, to protect yourself.
I hate to keep putting it. It seems like a hard sell. I am, because I don't. The other side and the possibilities here are so dangerous, are so over the top that I feel like I got to warn you.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you feel the same, Kevin?
Absolutely. Am I worried about it for my own protection? No, I've got it all. I do it every day. I'm not worried one bit.
I'm. You know, whether it comes to America, you know, the head of the CDC said it's coming to America.
Oh, yeah. If they say it's coming, they're bringing it.
What the? Allegedly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. It's either coming naturally or they're bringing it. They said it.
Yeah.
How's that?
Somebody from the CDC, I usually take what they say with a grain of salt. No. I don't know how to take it. But in this case,
they are for profit.
The possibility of it true. And then you got Bill Gates saying 10 million people are possibly going to die. And all, I mean, that they with their interest with the vaccines, Catherine Austin Fitz, we're going to talk about that a lot.
Don't take them. They're going to come out with one. I'd run from that vaccine.
Okay, that's enough on some stories where we'll mention this. But just, that's how, we were talking, you and I, Kev, about kind of all these scenarios and what's going on.
Trying to put together and see what the heck's going on.
Right. Is this a chance to collapse the central bankers? Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, could be.
Because now they have no, they can't sell car parts. They run on the industry and the commerce of everybody else. Mm-hmm. So if that's being shut down in China,
we'll be able to switch over to whatever.
Maybe.
And Daniel said America, Russia, and China are working together. I hope that's true.
I don't know. If you have any comments about this, ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944. Feel free the first hour before we get to Catherine. More news, a lot more news. We'll try to go through this pretty quick. And this is from UK. Used to be formerly Britain. Why is it UK all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender.
That's insane.
And you want a little cherry on top on this story? The teenager has Asperger's.
Oh my God!
So Asperger's is a little like it's kind of like maybe a little wrong, but it's kind of like autism light. Kind of, they're a little, they're just a little off conceptualizing and understand.
And you're focused on certain things. I think Asperger, like
right,
what's his face had Asperger, the computer guy,
who
Gates,
Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so sometimes conceptually it's hard for them to even, if something's out of order. If something's out of order, so you see a trans police officer, it would just be normal for an Asperger to say, what's going on here? Are you a man or a girl?
Exactly.
Whatever. So for his trouble, is it a boy or is it a girl? Declan Armstrong allegedly offended the transgender support officer. Transgender support officer.
What is he supposed to be supporting?
That's bingo. That was a question I was about to ask.
Oh, my God.
Connor Friel, who was reportedly left upset and embarrassed by the question. That's the first time you've been embarrassed being a police officer in your life? Okay, anyway. Armstrong, who denied charges of violating the Welsh Public Order Act by using abusive or insulting words with intent to cause harassment. Are you serious? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. According to the victim's counsel, Ms. Jackson went on to say, to have something shouted at him that had such personal connotations whilst he was on his own in the middle of a public place that was rather busy due to market day football did leave him vulnerable, distressed, and embarrassed. Well, then don't work in the public.
Yeah, get out of town.
Well, no, you're a public figure. You don't be a police officer.
Yeah.
You by law in America, you have free speech. You can go up to a police officer and say, I think you're a yellow-belly scum.
Yeah.
And they can't do nothing.
By law.
I mean, they probably,
Depends on the city you're in. You're in New York City, you're getting railroaded.
Yeah, whatever. You get my point. You have free speech.
Years.
Yeah. You certainly can ask him if you're a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
A gunman killed 24 near Burkina Faso church as attacks against Christians increase at alarming rate. We sit here and talk about refugees. We talk about people who are running for problems. When is people going to stick up for Christians in these small enclaves in these countries where the Muslims are encroaching on that? They're hanging them. They're crucifying them. They're cutting their heads off.
Yeah, they sure are.
And we're sitting here arguing about what over here? Slavery. You want to know where slavery go? There's slavery right now in Africa.
Just go there.
You want to stop slavery? You want to hear somebody lecture me about slavery?
Yeah,
in America,
Libya, right in the center of the town. You can buy anybody you want.
Yeah, why don't they? You want to do something about it? Go to Africa.
Go there. Stop.
Coronavirus triggers China. Coronavirus triggers China. We got a caller here, Christina. Just hold on a second, Christina. Coronavirus triggers China to destroy quarantine cash. And outbreak hotspots. Okay, that's one of the things I didn't list. They want to get rid of cash.
Oh, yeah.
That helps them get rid of cash.
It does.
That cash is dirty.
We got to take
out cash so virus no spread.
That's right.
So it's a real good excuse to take out all the cash.
Yep. Yep, I guess
just that happens to fit right in neatly to, right to their desires. I'm not. I mean, it's certainly convenient. Panic in Hong Kong over the virus leads to toilet paper theft at knife point. 600 rolls. Somebody tries to steal 600. Stole more than 600 rolls of toilet paper, thinking, you know, shortages with, you know, if they're quarantined, they want to have toilet. You see the possibility of quarantined, what they're doing? They're talking about toilet paper.
Yes.
You think you need food storage? You think you need these things that we're talking mm-hmm. about? Come on. Yeah. 14 Americans with virus from cruise ship returned to the United States, 44 stay in Japan. We talked about the cruise ship.
Yeah.
They had to just put them back at sea till it all, all works out.
Yeah. Give me my oregano and, silver, and we'll have a good time.
A regular rest for everybody.
Yep.
A regular rest for all. Yes. China's coronavirus numbers don't add up. This is from Zero Hedge, an important article, and the White House doesn't believe them. So the White House is coming out saying, we don't believe these numbers.
I don't believe them.
The evidence is overwhelming about overload, about crematoriums in Hubei province, to the official death rate maintaining an improbable 2.1% for weeks. So for weeks, the death rate has been exactly
2.1 every day.
Within a tenth,
yeah,
has been 2.1%.
When you quarantine 760 million people and you get at the same death rate, and the quarantine keeps
for
going
weeks.
Up, yeah, and the quarantines people keep going up, forget about it. Those numbers are bogus.
Right, they're either made up high or they're made up low. One of the two.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Yeah, they're not
you
real.
Pick.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a better chance for weeks for that staying the same. You have a better chance. Go buy a lottery ticket.
That's exactly right.
You got a better chance of winning a lottery than that being true.
Exactly.
We got a caller, Christine from Missouri. Christine from Missouri, so good to have you on the broadcast. You're live. What's on your mind, Christine?
Thank you, Daniel and Kevin. I just have a quick suggestion for a possible guest I actually heard on another radio show.
Great.
He goes right along with what you believe about the U.S. Constitution. His name is Phil Holdock. Apparently, he ran for senator in West Virginia, and his daughter was being forced to be vaccinated in public school. Thereby, he started this organization to opt out of the U.S. Constitution because they are failing to uphold the laws already written on the books. He has a group of people in all 50 states. They are filing on February 25th something called the Bill of Peace. He also is a very big proponent of the land trust, which would eliminate the necessity of paying property tax.
Like that.
And he was a very interesting guest who goes right along with what you and Joyce believe on the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Phil Holdock in West Virginia. I hope you can.
I heard about him. I got his name. Pastor Butch gave me his name a while ago, and I called him one time, and for whatever reason we didn't connect. He's busy. I'm busy. I text him. I don't even remember. But I will try again. And maybe I can get back in touch with him through Pastor Butch. Immediately when I hear that you want to opt out of the Constitution, it's kind of like the Constitutional Convention. I'm not for a Constitutional Convention at all. And I'm not, I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. I'm not at all. I'm just saying, red flags go up in my mind. Anybody says we need a constitutional convention? No. That's the worst possible thing we could possibly ever have.
Or opt out of the Constitution.
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard his whole plan, so I don't know.
It's there to protect you.
Right. Morrison versus Marbury, anything against the Constitution is automatically null and void,
null and
we do not need to participate. Yeah. Listen, I appreciate you and Kevin and your banter and your humor and keeping Joyce's legacy alive. God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Christine. Thank you. God bless. Well, that'd be interesting. I'd like to have Phil on at least.
Let's see what he says. Heard of him too.
You've heard of him? Okay. Well, let's see what he has to say. Let's have a discussion about it.
I
want ideas. Anybody with ideas? Anybody with solutions?
I think he'd fit right in.
It's going to come down. You know, people have often said, if you were going to ask me, what is the flaw with the Constitution? Somebody says, what's wrong with the Constitution? What was the flaw in the Constitution? I would say, I don't know if I'd frame it that way, but I would say it's become not clear, maybe is what I should say, of how to enforce the Constitution.
Right. Exactly.
It is clear. They were clear. Mm-hmm. There is only one way to enforce the Constitution. That's the militia through the people.
Correct.
That's it. And that's Jefferson's writing, Madison. Mm-hmm. That's in the Second Amendment. You know, the Second Amendment has two parts. People think, oh, that's right, to bear arms. There's two parts to the Second Amendment. The militia, comma, being necessary for a free state.
That's right.
So they're telling you something there. Semicolon, the right to keep, the people's right to keep and bear arms, semicolon, yeah, or comma, yeah, whatever, shall not be infringed. It's saying two things there, shall not be infringed. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed, and the militia, which is necessary for a free state, shall not be infringed. In the Revolutionary War, all the major cities, tell me this doesn't sound familiar, all the major cities were controlled by London, were controlled by globalists. Mm-hmm. Does that sound familiar to today?
It does.
So the small communities, the small rural, basically rural America versus city America. Of course, back then, rural America had a higher percentage of land, of people and land. It's basically the local towns got together. Basically, Patrick Henry's Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech was to form a militia. Are we going to form our own militia and our cavalry and be ready to stand? That's what he was speaking about. And he, as for me, give me liberty, give me death. He turned the whole tide of that discussion in the 1775, Patrick Henry. Why do I say all that? Because we're to the point where we're sitting here looking around for people, and everybody's guilty of this, and we're all engineered to do this, and we all have this feeling. We're all engineered this idea and this concept like they're going to do it, they're supposed to protect. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? They're not following the Constitution.
Right.
They're not. They're not.
And if it was more, if it was in the Constitution, like in the military, and the militia is bound and duty to, if anybody goes outside the realm of the Constitution, that they, you know, arrest them or bring them back or whatever.
Well, the judge, I'm not going to fault them because they did. The Supremacy Clause, everybody swears an oath. All the judges swear an oath to this. This is all clear.
Yeah.
This is all extremely clear. 250 years later,
it's not so clear.
They've diluted it, convoluted it, I should say. More news on the other side. God bless you. This is the Power Hour. Excited to be with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Got a great news story about to come up. We'll get after this word about the Power Mall, and also Catherine Austin Fitz. Extremely provocative interviews lately. It's becoming clear as this descent, whatever we're going through. People like Catherine Austin Fitz, they shine like a star, and it's just like a round peg in a square hole. She just totally sticks out, and her brilliance is it's very provocative, and I'm very excited to have her on.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's the female Sherlock Holmes.
She
can get down and dig it out, man.
Well, she had to dig that money support.
Gosh.
ThePowerMall.com, that's how we're funded. We appreciate your donations, your purchases, your prayers. Please, I've asked you, please continue to pray for us. My family specifically, mm-hmm. what we're doing, safety, guidance, inspiration.
Wisdom.
All of the above. We need it, and we ask for it, and you guys always deliver. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you. This is the best show out there. When I say show, I mean audience. This is the best audience out there. You guys, the Power Hour people, are fantastic. Thank you for your everything always being there. ThePowerMall.com. First in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen. Who is that?
Ronald Reagan.
George Washington.
Oh, gosh.
Ronald Reagan.
I was just joking.
Ronald Reagan can't hold George Washington's
jockstrap. Oh, I'm telling you. You are absolutely right there. We love George Washington.
George Washington. It's President's Day today. His birthday is coming up. I think it's Saturday, I believe, his real mm-hmm. birthday. You know, he used to have his own birthday. That's how much I thought of him. And then it got mixed up with Lincoln, and then it got mixed up with because of MLK and all the whatever.
It's
anyway. George Washington, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen to celebrate President's Day. Everything on the internet except a few products and a few drop ship. It's all 10% off. So you call Jay, everything's 10% off. We're very excited to be able to offer this and have a little opportunity for people. If you're so inclined, thank you for your purchases and donations and prayers. Like we always said, the Power Mall. Give us a call, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. At the very least, buy some toothpaste or some mouthwash. I'm telling you, if you use that mouthwash consistently where you swish, you know, swish for a couple minutes. Don't swish for 10 seconds. Swish for a couple minutes and watch after, you know, a week or two how your teeth feel and they keep doing it. I mean,
they feel clean.
It really changes your oral health.
They're good products, great products.
Among other things. So, and tell your friends and thank you so much for.
And no fluoride.
And no fluoride. Yes. Fluoride belongs in the aluminum processing, not in our water or in our toothpaste. Well, that's where they get hydrofluorosilicic acid from.
And gulags.
Back to the news. Fantastic story. This is a fantastic story. Bill to ban sale of assault-style weapons dies in Virginia State Senate Committee.
Excellent.
So
love it.
I think all the pressure that was put on by the people of Virginia there at least has affected these committees.
Well, they were threatening to leave.
Yeah, part of the Virginia. We'll just go to West Virginia.
And it's really easy to go there. You just have to sign a few papers and you can leave. That's how West Virginia got started.
Right.
And split.
Right.
Yeah, it was part of Virginia.
Right.
Until they pissed them off and they just said,
we're going to make West Virginia.
We're going to leave. And they did. And West Virginia is inviting all the counties to come over there.
And
giving them tax break. We want you over here.
Right.
You can have your guns. We'll give you some guns if you come.
Everybody who comes over gets a gun.
Gets a gun. Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
let's
exactly.
go. Let's go. The assault weapons ban, one of several Virginia bills that prompted armed protests, has died in committee. Three Democrats, State Senator Cray, Now I'm going to ask, is this a boy or a girl? I don't know.
Cray? You'll get in trouble.
Yeah, Cray's going to be mad at me.
He's going to sue you.
This is spelled C-R-E-I-G-H. C-R-E-I-G-H. Cree? Cray?
No,
anyway, Deeds. Crazy. Senator Deeds, Chap Peterson, and John Edwards, they joined the Republicans on the vote 10-5. So the Democrats, they didn't need to switch for it to be killed. So they, one of them did.
Yeah.
You need to have one switch. But three of them switched. So Senator Louise Lucas, a Democrat, audibly referred to the three as a bunch of wimps. No, Louise, you are a gosh darned tyrant.
Traitor.
Slash tyrant.
Yes.
And I'm not saying allegedly. I'm saying that out of my mouth, you are a traitor and a tyrant.
Bingo.
You are a traitor to your oath. You are a traitor to our law. You are a traitor to our heritage, to our God, and you are a tyrant to try to tell these people that they can't have a gun. It's time we tell these people exactly what we are and be unapologetic about
That's right.
We're coming down to brass tacks, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I mean,
Who's going to stand up?
How much further can we back up here?
Not much.
Yeah, off the cliff. I mean, we got a couple steps left and we're off the cliff. Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
You are a tyrant, lady.
And these people are coming.
I guess it's a lady.
And these people are coming.
Well, it's obvious they're coming in Virginia. They tried
to. They're not stopping.
Bloomberg. Here's the story of the day, probably. Bloomberg wants to run floating idea of having Hillary as his VP.
I told you Hillary wasn't done.
she's like a vampire. You got to put a stake in
her heart.
Figuratively. Yeah. Figuratively.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Allegedly. we don't want any hit teams coming around here.
Bloomberg floats trial balloon. Hillary is his VP pick. Now, Michael Bloomberg, has he even run in any of the primaries yet? He said he's just running a lot of ads.
He's all over YouTube. Did you see that? Almost everything I watch, he's got a 5-second or 10-second commercial before it. He's spending a lot of money. Maybe he should have Catherine call him up and throw some money this way.
I'm trying to make sense of this story here. I don't want to read the whole thing. So I'm sitting here just puzzled. I don't even know what to say. He didn't get any votes in New Hampshire. So he's not even, I mean, did he, I know he has lots of commercials. Is he running or is he not running?
Yeah, he's running.
I mean, but was he in the primary?
I don't think so. I think he was a write-in and that's about it.
So basically.
So he gave up the beginning because he's coming in later. He said those things don't matter, and it's going to be a brokered convention.
Well, they don't matter if they're going to.
He knows it's going to be a brokered convention, and then they're going to give it to Bloomberg.
Do you think that they really are going to screw Bernie over again?
Yes.
Well, they were starting to.
Yes.
I mean, I should say.
I believe it? Yes.
Don't you think that's those hardcore Bernie fans? They're going to have such a backlash.
They think that they got the voting machine socked up. That's what they don't care. That's I'm sticking to it.
There is no way on God's green earth that any of those Democratic candidates in a head-to-head with Donald Trump, they keep telling us that Trump's behind all of them. What planet are they in?
Yeah.
Delusionville?
No, yeah.
Delusionville, population DNC?
Yep. There's no way.
There is no way. The only candidate who has any chance at all to defeat Trump is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
And I think it's slight.
Like 35.
I give him a 5% chance. Yeah. You want my opinion?
Yeah.
Now, in 2016, he had probably a 50-50.
He had a 50-50 chance. And that virus, if it comes to America, and they shut down the
big cities,
oh, man, they're not going to be able to get to the voting booth.
Wow. This is interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting. The Dems won't have that voting block.
Jury finds in favor of Missouri peach grower in lawsuit against Bayer. Bayer, of course, bought
Monsanto.
There you go. A federal jury found in favor of Bayer Farms, Campbell, Missouri-based peach grower that blamed agrochemical giants Bayer for encouraging the use of the weed killer dicamba and causing irreparable damage to its business. So it's not just Monsanto or Roundup they're going after now. They're going after dicamba. Jurors awarded the farm $15 million. $15 million.
That's like a penny out of their pocket.
They found the Bayer, the German company, must pay punitive damages, and that amount is yet to be determined.
Oh, okay. That sounds better.
$100 million.
Yeah, that sounds better.
We got a caller, Dave in New York. Dave, good morning, Dave. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning. When you say who can win and who can't win, a very intriguing thing I heard was that Tulsi Gabbard won Iowa.
That's why I had to think later,
it's a great possibility there.
What do you think, Dave? What do you think about? Do you think that the Democrats are basically screwing Bernie? They're going to do the same thing again, and they're going to have some sort of brokered convention. Is that what's going on here?
Again, the way that they can, like they did to Tulsi Gabbard. Think about it now. Trump can lose very easily, and I don't see Trump as being president again. But I want to get into something a little more spiritual.
Hold on what you just said. Let me be clear for everybody. What I'm saying is, in an honest election, Trump, there's no way Trump can lose. That's my feeling.
No way. Absolutely not.
I believe Bernie has about a 5% chance in an honest election. Go ahead.
Let me speak. The prince of the power of the earth, the Lord returns. I mean, that's fake news. Satan is fake news. He's got control of the airways, the air and airways, till the Lord returns. So, I mean, you think it's going to be fair?
He doesn't have control of these airways. You're listening on the air, right? He doesn't have control over this.
Okay, let me get to the, what's the stock market now? 29,000, 29,000
yeah, something. Like that,
something.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I do a lot of a spiritual, revelation, if you will, but this is just my own, what I just thought. And, to me, remember when Lucifer, whatever, was cast to the earth and it was on Mount Hebron, and that was like 33 degrees longitude, latitude, combined or whatever. And the number 33 has always been a big number for these, Luciferians and trilateral, whatever you want to call them. Okay, and they're the ones that are running the world, if you will. So I think that what's going to happen, just because it means so much to them, when that stock market gets to 33,000, good night.
Interesting thought.
I like that. That's very good.
Interesting thought, Dave. Well, I
hope so. But I mean, I don't see Trump being president. But that's just me. Okay, and a bunch of other people.
Are you saying you don't see him because something's going to happen, or you think he's going to lose?
I don't know if you recall, but it was probably back in October before they ramped up their impeachment stuff that I said over your sacred airwaves that I hope that he would be impeached so that no harm came to him. Now I did say that, and get in your way back machine, you can find me saying that.
Well, I think that's the only way he's not being president. Right. I mean, unless it's, I just, they're going to have to mess with these voting machines so bad to beat him.
And I don't think America's going to take it.
Do you remember within the last week or whatever, you talked about, was it in China, where the parents and sons or whatever were beheaded in front of their family? In
Nigeria. I think it was Nigeria.
That's the God that I say to turn back to, because you know where they are now, and you know that the, you know, it's that God protected them, you know.
All right, Hold on, Dave. You're the perfect person to ask this question, and I really want to know your opinion. I'm not belittling, or whatever the word, by asking this question. This is an important question. I hear all the time people say, return to God, return to God. To me, we have been so complacent and so, flippant with our birthright, with our inheritance, with the law, and understanding what the Declaration of Independence is, understanding our connection to our Creator. We've allowed abortions like crazy. We've allowed them. We keep blaming the government. No. We are the government in America. It is our own immorality. When people say, get back to God, return to God, that means about a million different things to other people. What does that mean to you, return to God?
If you have complete faith in God, okay? Now, a lot of people, can't say that, and I ask anybody to hurry up and get off the fence, because there is no fence. You're the emperor without his clothes. It is the God
get off the fence and do what? Have faith? What do you mean?
Get into it seriously, because soon, whether it's through 5G or whatever, everybody's... What do you call that? Your middle eye, if you will.
Third eye. They're going to try to shut down the third eye, your connection to the divine.
Well, yes, and then you're toast. You are toast, and you have no chance, and so time's running pretty thin here. I hate to sound, like it's so easy or something. It certainly isn't easy. But if you put your faith into him and not into the worries of this world, the concerns of this world, that's part of the deal.
And
you're protected.
Okay. Having said that, and I agree with what you said, I'm not disagreeing with everything you said, but when I hear what you just said, to me, that means, okay, I have faith in God. I have faith in his kingdom. That means I look out in the world or whatever, and I see these problems. There are things that I can't accept. And I got to do something. I got to do something different. I got to pull away. Even if I just isolate my family to some degree or pull out of Babylon, flee from Babylon, whatever. I mean, there has to be, it's something more than, do you see what I'm saying? I mean, do you agree with what I'm trying to say here?
I'm not going to try to belittle you either, but those people in Nigeria, wherever you said that was, they're protected. The remnant is protected. Okay. You may have to be that parent or that boy and son, whoever got, but look what, where they are. You know what I'd like to be? I'd like to be Enoch. Because he's coming back for three and a half days.
Hold on, Dave. Hold on. This is an interesting conversation. Yeah. To start with, those people who were saved in Nigeria, all their husbands were killed, were executed in front of them to start with. You talk about a remnant. I always hear about this. I always hear about that. We don't have to do that. Our posterity, our future, our inheritance, our peace, our everything. We do not have to go into this dystopian future. We can stop this, but it's going to take will. And you talk about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is the substance? That hope, that belief, that faith, that idea. You cannot look around you and what we see, and you cannot, if you're believing God, to me, you got to be numb if something doesn't raise in you and raise a red flag and propel you and feel like divinity is propelling you to do something.
And I've gotten out ahead of time, 25 years at least now, to tell people what's going to happen. I'm not as good as Steve Quayle, okay? But I mean, it's the same. We have the same. Steve and I have the same God, if you will, okay? And I'm sure if you talk to him.
All right, what do you say is going to happen? Tell me what you say is going to happen, because prophecies fail. Go ahead.
Yeah, prophecies fail. But
go ahead. What do you think is going to happen, Dave?
Well, as I said, when it hits 33, you know, and this is just my own thing. When the stock market hits 33,000, then that's when the plug's going to be pulled. And then, you know, remember the brief window of opportunity. Everybody from the shoe shine boy to the king, we're going to be exposed for who they truly, you know, are. And that's this little brief respite we had between Trump being in and where we would have been if Hillary were president. And that's coming. That's going to come to a close. Okay, and then
you think it's going to come to close? You think he's going to lose the election? Not that Trump's a savior, but I think there is a window. I think I agree with you. There is a season here. There's a time here. There's an opportunity here, and Trump's a big part of that. Do you think that's you think he's going to lose the election, or he's going to be executed, or something like that? Is that what you think?
Something will happen so that he will not be there. And that, remember now, you've heard me say it before.
Yes, I agree. I'm not. I'm just listening to you,
Dave. Showing who they truly are. So, you know, I'm not. Things are going to get rough. Okay, I mean, they're going to be hellish.
Things are rough. You know, Catherine Austin Fitz, the first thing I'm going to ask her is about what's going on in California. She said one of the most. My jaw about hit the floor. I listened to an interview she did on Greg Hunter. My jaw about hit the floor, and I listened to a lot of information. She talked about what they're teaching in California schools. I talk about all the time about the 5-year-olds, 4 and 5-year-olds, and the 12-year-olds, blah, 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 right? I don't have to keep repeating that. She said out of her mouth, she said that's the exact same thing that the CIA used to teach, children to be sex slaves, to raise them up to be sex slaves. That's the exact same, they're following the manual. She said that my jaw about hit the floor. The first thing I'm going to ask her is that. And so we're sitting here Christians, and we're supposed to have faith, and we're supposed to have this, we better open our mouths. We better scream bloody murder. Are you kidding me? This is not legitimate. These people are lunatics. These people are enemies. You cannot, we're not even talking about abortions now. I mean, let's put aside abortions for a minute. We're talking about California. They're letting 5-year-olds learn to go through sex slave training right there in public schools. Are you freaking kidding me? And so people want to lecture me and tell me, well, you don't say this about God, right? Or you don't, or you got, we got to return to God. Return to God. God ain't in the school.
Yeah.
God's not in the school. You want to return to God? God's not in the school. Your child's being taught to raise up to be a sex slave. Go ahead, Kev. Hold on,
well,
Dave. Go ahead, Kev.
Jesus turned Matthew over the money changer's table, went in there with a whip, and whipped them.
Go ahead, Dave. What were you going to say?
Yeah, Jim Rothstein. I've got the CD from Jim Rothstein. In fact, I may have more than one of them, whatever. But the last time he was on, and he told me about Stonewall and Ed Skull Murphy and all, and that was the 50- or 60-year plan where they were going to be able to do what they're doing to the kids now. So now he got the word out. You know, nobody paid attention. Nobody's paying attention. He told me what their plan is. You know, NAMBLA and all that stuff, North American Man Boy Love Association. That's approved by the UN. Okay? These are the devils, the perverts, or whatever. And don't go blaming it on yourself because you couldn't stop it. You couldn't stop it because it's been everything they do is,
Now I'm going to stop you. Now I'm going to stop you. Just hold on. I'm going to stop you. Anybody wants to get on here and tell me that they're Christian this and tell me that we can't, maybe I individually, we can't stop this? I do not believe that. I will not accept this. Europe can go to hell. Africa could go to hell. A place such as America that has been so blessed by the hand of God and the hand of Providence and William Bradford dedicating this land to Jehovah and our founding fathers and Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. This is the place of all the places in the world. This is the last bastion of hope. Of any sort of freedom, of anything, it is here. And for people, I do not want to hear anybody ever come on here and say, well, there's nothing you can do. I don't want to hear that. Then we ought to just go, all move to the desert somewhere in Peru, if that's the case. Let's all move to Peru. I am not accepting that. That is not reality, and is not the truth. In the name of Almighty God, that is not the truth. And we have, unlike anybody on this planet, the law, the inheritance, what pumps through our blood, the sacrifices, the opportunity, the belief, the history. We have seen it. Do you not think God will come to our aid if we rise up? Do you not think God will create another miracle here? He delivered the Egyptians. He delivered our founding fathers. They all said it. They said the hand of providence. You with George Washington. I'm not even going to write my autobiography because you wouldn't even believe it. The John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice. Does this not look like the deliverance of the Israelites from Egypt? Do you not think that can happen here? I know it can happen here. And this is why I'm here. You think it's easy getting up and getting ready for this show and to do this? This is why I'm here. I will not let anybody say there's nothing we can do. If that's the case, then there is no God in heaven. Do you think that's God's will? My God!
What does the Bible say, okay? What does the Bible say about Mystery Babylon coming under judgment? That's where you live right now. You live in Mystery Babylon.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Dave.
The eagle's wings are ripped off.
It also says all things are possible.
And the world says Mystery Babylon has fallen, and the merchants of the world weep. The chief exporter of grains and oils, that's us. They're down. They're destroyed.
All right, Dave, what are you doing? Dave, what are you doing listening to this show? Because you should be making plans to move to the middle of nowhere.
I'm not moving anywhere.
Okay, well, I mean, if I'm to believe what you just said, I mean, that's logically what I would do. Let's just move to Peru, the middle of nowhere, or Bangladesh, or wherever, anywhere. There's
go ahead
the music.
And hide. Go, live
underground. No, we may go ahead. I'm not hiding. You said there's no, that's not true. All things are possible to him that believes. I believe in this country. I believe in you. I believe in our listeners. I believe in the Declaration of Independence. And I declare that it will stand now in the name of God. Be right back. Catherine Austin Fitz.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.